Welcome. I'm Kathy Boswell, Regional Program Specialist with NSOURCE. Today I'm going to be interviewing Joel Boehner, our new NSOURCE Indiana Parent Training and Information Program Director. Welcome and thanks for joining us for this podcast, Joel.
Very happy to be here, Kathy.
Great. Well, let's get to know you a little bit. Let's start with a little bit of personal information about you and your family. Where did you grow up, Joel?
I usually say I grew up all over the place. I moved around a lot when I was a kid. I was born in Minnesota and lived in central Illinois, northern Illinois, in several different towns all over the place there. So part of me growing up was moving around a lot.
How did you end up in the South Bend area?
So out of high school from northern Illinois, I attended Bethel College. I went there. It's funny, it's a long time ago, but I went there to run track. That was one of the reasons I went to Bethel, is they gave me a track scholarship. And so I went there to run and to be a social studies education major. That's what brought me to South Bend initially. So
social studies.
Yeah.
So you're a runner.
I used to be a runner.
Well, after you attended Bethel, what was your first job after you graduated?
I did jobs I didn't like very much right after graduation, to be honest with you. It was kind of just figuring myself out a little bit and learning how to proceed with adult life, I guess you could say. But I worked industrial construction, doing like the metal roofs you see on big metal buildings and things like that. I did that for a little bit. And I was also a pharmacy technician, the guy behind the counter at CVS counting pills. That was me right after graduation. From there, I went to graduate school in Indianapolis at IUPUI. And that's when I really started being able to start looking at what a career that I might like to do for a longer term might be. I just knew that those jobs wouldn't do it for me. So went to graduate school. And then from there, my first real job, I think, my first career job after graduating college was also after graduate school was at Bethel College. So I went back to my alma mater and I taught, I was an instructor. And at first I was an adjunct instructor teaching a couple courses in the English department and remedial writing and things like that. I had done quite a bit of writing myself at that time. And also I supervised writing tutors. So that was my first career job after graduating college was a few years later when I got plugged back into my alma mater. And I worked there for about 8 years up until I came to NSOURCE here. So,
well, that's certainly an interesting career path for a social studies major.
Yes. Yeah, I changed majors in college too, I should say. So a lot of sorting things out, and every step made sense and moved me in the right direction is how I like to think of it. So,
I know that you're quite busy with NSOURCE, but when you do have free time, how do you like to spend it?
My time usually goes to three things, and if I get anything else, I just consider it to be bonus time. So the three things are work, first and foremost. That's just most of my time is spent on work. Family takes a lot of time. My wife is Anne. I have two kiddos. They take a lot of my time, and very happily so, I should say, and also quite involved in my local church. That's a big investment of time as well for us on a weekly basis. So between those three things, that's where my not free and free time goes. But beyond that, I enjoy reading, watching sports, soccer and hockey especially, visiting with friends when time permits and things like that. I enjoy those things. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what sort of things would you say motivate you or inspire you?
I think of stories, narrative, that stuff really inspires me, especially stories about someone who kind of beats the odds or overcomes an obstacle or is placed with a challenge or a barrier in front of them that they somehow overcome. That sort of thing really, really inspires me. I hope to be a part of helping people do that sort of thing. And I just, when I see any sort of story of that, I make mental note of it. I save it. Those are my favorite movies. That's just my favorite sort of thing. It's kind of what keeps me going is that sort of story of someone who faced an obstacle and overcame it.
Well, that's very interesting. At NSOURCE, I think we have a lot of inspiring stories, the families that we work with, which leads me to what brought you to NSOURCE?
In a nutshell, what brought me here was the opportunity to make a big difference. I was at a point where I was looking for just the next step professionally. And I was, at the same time, more and more certain that I needed to focus on serving others with my career, and especially serving those facing disadvantages. Part of where my realization professionally came from is just from my family life. So my two kiddos, Alyssa and Christopher. Alyssa is adopted from foster care, and Christopher is currently in foster care with us right now, and we'll be adopting him in exactly a month, I'm happy to say. So that part of my life is really what led me to want to focus professionally on what can I do to help others. So my family life, my home life, we're loving these kids. I'm changing their life. They're changing mine. I wanted my professional life to be able to focus on something of that kind of significance as well. There are a lot of things you can do with your life, and I just wanted mine to make a big difference for others who especially needed it.
You just recently started with InSource, and what are your responsibilities with the organization?
I am still learning what all of them are, I must say. Yeah, so I've been here for, this is my 7th week, and I'm fairly well acquainted with my job description on paper, and I'm getting to learn what that looks like in practice. I'm connecting with staff here in the office and regionally, but the Indiana Parent Training and Information Program has been a part of InSource for a long time. I didn't know this when I got hired in, but after I got here, I learned that our PTI grant is one of the first 5 given in the nation, which is just incredibly cool. I think that InSource has been in this game for that long and doing that good of a job. And so I'm just really honored to step in position and try to help move InSource forward and just service that PTI grant. The grant's always changing, right? So every 5 years we get kind of a new look. And for this 5-year cycle, there's some new focus on working not just parent to parent, but also working directly with youth to empower them. And I'm excited to help grow that aspect of what we do here at InSource.
Well, that certainly is a path that we're taking, and it is quite exciting, and I'm glad that you'll have the opportunity to help along. It sounds as though you do have many talents, but what sort of talents and skills do you believe that you bring to InSource that will benefit our organization?
I'll kind of start by just connecting what I do now here at InSource to what I did previously. So some of the points of connection would be professional experience with a multi-office management. So just supervising and working with people who aren't all working exactly in the same place. So I have some experience with that. I also previously was a supervisor of a disability services office and worked with staff and students there at the college level, and also just teaching. So the training connection, it's very natural for me to be thinking about how do we educate people well? How do we get them to learn well and ultimately do the sorts of things that will benefit themselves and things like that? So that's all a really natural fit for getting into InSource here. I've been told, and this has been nice to hear, but I've been told that I bring enthusiasm and a fresh perspective as well. So that's the sort of thing that I didn't put on my resume. I didn't really even honestly present myself as having, but that's something that some folks here have noticed and have been sharing with me that I'm bringing. So I think that will benefit us as well as we move forward. One of my favorite things professionally is taking an idea, a brainstorm, whether it's mine or someone else's, it doesn't matter, and just helping that idea get off the ground, become something that everybody gets used to, people can do, and implement the idea. So moving from a brainstorm, from the idea into implementation, I just love that. That's fun. I have a passion for seeing ideas become a reality, and especially when those ideas help other people, that just gets me excited. So I think that will benefit InSource as well.
Well, it sounds as though you've got a good creative spirit and kind of almost an inspirational spirit, which I think will benefit any organization, and we're certainly happy that you've joined us. But in speaking about your job, you mentioned that you've been with InSource now for 7 weeks. How are you feeling about your job so far?
Thanks for checking in, Kathy. It feels great. I probably say this too much, but you know, when people say things a lot, I think they mean them. So I say I'm very happy to be here an awful lot, and I sure do mean it. I'm just very happy to be here. there is a great purpose to what we do, and there are wonderful people here as well. My first week, I remember people asking a whole bunch, so, how you doing? And like, you guys are so nice. I'm just so happy to be here. So just those are some of my first impressions, was just being excited to be here, but also just being greeted very warmly by very passionate, very talented staff.
Well, thank you. We're certainly happy to have you on board as well. And so I guess it would be fair to say that your first impressions about InSource were generally positive. Were there other things that you noticed about InSource as an organization and about staff?
I saw the experience factor is very high here. So this is maybe another new guy sort of thing, but the people here have been at this work for a long time and know a lot about how to do this stuff really well. So I'd say another thing I noticed right away, Kathy, was just how much experience people have. And even folks who are new come into this job with a lot of experience, either raising a child with a disability or working professionally in special education or some other sort of service role that really fits in well with InSource. And just the experience factor is something I really noticed. Organizationally, I noticed that InSource is at kind of a growth phase right now, and we're expanding to include some other work. This DDARS project, as we call it, is to speak out the the initialism is the Division of Disability and Rehabilitation Services. So that's become an InSource project here soon, and there's this air of we're about something bigger now. We're expanding, we're growing. Folks who have been around for a while remember when we didn't really even have the full regional network that we have now plugged into place. So what seems just like InSource to me will be, well, InSource used to be to other folks. And so I think that's where some of the fresh perspective can be offered, is I've just noticed myself saying, guys, this is really exciting right now. There is some really cool growth going on. And I think it just kind of helps people who've been at it for a long time perhaps be encouraged and to really see that their work has made a difference, that things have grown. It's kind of the two things would be just the experience factor is really high. And then the other thing I've noticed is that we're just really in an exciting stage of taking the next step as an organization too. And, you know, some stress comes along with it, but I think that's the kind of stress I'd like to be a part of, to be honest with you, is stretching ourselves to do more and to make a bigger difference.
Well, we certainly appreciate that you're along for the ride with that piece, because we are all going to be stretching ourselves. And as you stated, you know, those of us that have been around for a while know the old InSource. You are going to be with us as we grow to learn the new InSource as it emerges. Speaking of the new InSource, what sort of hopes do you have for the future of InSource? What would you like to see happen in the future, and maybe kind of roll that in there? What would you like to see your legacy being with InSource?
So I think the future of InSource is, for InSource to have a great future, it's going to have to stay connected to its past and its roots, if that makes sense. So, and that's, I think, really important to remember in the midst of kind of a growth phase as well, is what are we keeping and what are we changing? And keeping the important things is really important, and I absolutely think we're doing that. Just the grassroots feel, just the parent-to-parent feel, just the passion is another word that comes to mind, and that those are things we will need to hold on to, and I believe we will hold on as we go forward. And so I really don't envision any future that doesn't have those important distinctives from the past as a part of it. So that's just an important thing to say, because sometimes the future is seen as, in the future, everything will be different. But I don't hope that's the case for InSource. I hope that the future for InSource, not everything will be different. I hope that we'll be able to grow in the midst of retaining just a really clear sense as to who we are and what has made us who we are. So that I think that's part of what I'd like to say about the future. I think the other part is there are a lot of really talented people here, and we are staffed by a lot of part-time people who I think have full-time talent and full-time capacity. So the more we can do to just create a situation where people's best abilities can shine for the benefit of the organization, that to me is what the future will look like for InSource as well. And to that extent, we maybe don't know exactly what it will look like. But if we try to pull the best out of people and kind of cultivate an environment for flourishing, to me, that's part of the vision for the future as well. There's a saying in sort of leadership literature that I really like. It's kind of cheesy, but I like it anyway. It's from Jim Collins. It's called a BHAG. It stands for, so it's BHAG, and it stands for Big, Hairy, Audacious Goal. And it's this thing that's almost so out there, it's a little bit scary, but it's also really motivating. I'm trying to sort out what a great BHAG would be for InSource as pertains to my role. I'd love to see InSource continue its significance on a national level. There's a great reputation as I've been connecting with the federal grants on a regional and national level. You know, as I said, the grant that I'm in charge of is one of the first five given, and people remember and see and that. So I'd like to see us continue and even grow and expand some of the national significance that InSource has. That would be big, hairy, audacious goal. I think to even think about growing that notoriety, I think would be really cool. And I think there are opportunities for doing so. We'll have to pick and choose them and see what might come up that we don't even think of sitting here today, just talking, you and I here, Kathy. That to me seems big, hairy, and audacious. What can we do to make InSource even more recognized on that scale while staying totally connected to the parents who call us and the parents who need us and the families who need us to help guide them through the process? So,
well, goals are good, hairy or otherwise. Certainly. Well, do you have any other final thoughts or anything else that you would like to add?
I said that I say this an awful lot, but I'll just say it again. I'm just very happy to be here at InSource. It feels like a great fit. From the moment I drafted my cover letter to apply for the job, it was exciting because I got to talk about my family. I got to talk about my kids, and it was really cool to think, could I find a job that really connects what matters to me at home, what matters to me personally, to my professional life? And I found that. And that is something that not everyone gets. And so I'd even say that's a blessing. Yeah, so that's my final thought is right now, 7 weeks in, I'm still just very happy to be here. I have some ideas as to where we might go and all that. But my final thoughts for today are, let's do this.
Well, I think I can speak on behalf of InSource staff. We're very happy to have your energy and your enthusiasm that you bring to our organization. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today and to let parents and school staff and others get to know you better.
Thank you very much, Kathy.